Welcome back. I'm Gary Parr.
And I'm Vonna Pfeiffer.
And you're listening to the midweek version of Fiber Talk, that twice a week podcast for people who stab ground cloth repeatedly.
A lot.
Yes.
So here's I love to do that.
So here's one for you. Okay. So okay. I, spur of the moment, decided to do the linen and threads stitch along. Is that right?
Yeah, I saw that you did that. Yes.
Yeah. So spur of the moment. All right. I've got thread. I've got linen. I don't have to buy anything.
Mm-hmm.
I like the peacock in the middle. Who knows what's going to go around it, but I'm going to start. Okay.
Right. Yeah.
So I cut out, I struggle. I think I said last week or the week before, I struggle with the whole trying to be too precise about cutting out the cloth. So I just gritted my teeth and took the scissors and cut out a piece of linen the right size, pulled off the side threads till it squared up, put the overstitch, whatever, with a sewing machine, washed it to get the wrinkles out, the creases out, put it on the ironing board, iron it. You know how linen takes a while, and then pretty soon the wrinkles all just kind of disappear.
Right.
Beautifully. And then it was one more swipe, just to make sure.
Uh-huh.
And two spots, one the size of a quarter, showed up.
Oh.
Like, showed up.
Really?
And what is that? Oh, no. You know, I've ruined this piece of linen. Oh, no. What is this? And where is it coming from, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so I quickly took it and threw it back into some water with a little dab of Dawn dishwashing mm-hmm. detergent and let it sit. Mm-hmm. And I said to Marga, you know, I just had this happen, and if this... these stains, and it looked rusty. If these stains don't come out, basically I have a very expensive little dish cloth here, and I'm not happy about it.
Yeah.
And she said she had been ironing earlier in the day. She was ironing some sheets, and that a couple spots appeared.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, so we started talking, and I said, I wonder, you know, what's going on? She says, I think there's rust coming out of the iron. She says, you know, we've had that a long time. And I, you know how some of those things in the house where you don't think about how long you've had them.
Right.
Because they're just part of the, you know, part of the wallpaper.
Right.
And by golly, you know, we concluded that somewhere in the workings of the iron, some metal had gotten rusty.
Mm-hmm.
And so next day, go buy a new iron. You know, we can't be having this.
Mm-hmm.
And a new pad for the ironing board. And overnight, I left the linen, let it soak, and then I put it in a plastic bag in the refrigerator and got it out, wrung it out, you know, by wrapping it in a towel, and mm-hmm. ironed it. By golly, all the spots went away.
That's good.
It was, so I got, the iron put rust on the linen, but then I was able to get it off because I was really freaked out. I mean,
yeah, that's happened to me before. Did you have it on steam?
Yeah, oh yeah.
The steam setting? Yeah, so I imagine that it was inside the seat, like the barrels of where the steam comes out, because that's happened to me before, too. I buy the cheapest irons, though, on purpose. Yeah, because I probably go through four irons a year because I'm ironing all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So I just buy the cheapest ones.
Just pitch it and move on, huh?
I just pitch it and move on when it, because they'll die. They'll just, like, not even work anymore.
Yeah.
And I have had that happen on like an old one, but on an old iron, but I thought it was because of the wall, because we have hard water here because of all the limestone. I just thought it was a problem with my water. I didn't realize that it might be, you know, like nationwide, a problem nationwide.
Yeah. We use distilled water.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. Yeah. Because when I was keeping the aquariums, the reef aquariums, you have to use deionized water in mm-hmm. reef aquariums. So I always had a carboy of 35 gallons of deionized water sitting there.
Mm.
So, you know, there was always pure water available. And mm-hmm. And we continue to buy distilled water. I just don't want the calcium build up because it will build up.
But, right.
I was lucky. I was ready to have to throw that piece of linen away, and that was going to hurt. But
well, I want to reverse really quick back to you. You pulled the threads to make the linen square. You do that, really?
Yeah. I can't help it.
Oh, that cracks me up. If you see some of the things that I stitch on, Gary, you wouldn't be able to stitch on it, probably.
Yeah, I do. I do. I pull it till I can pull one that goes from one end to the other on all four sides. Yep, I do.
Oh, gosh.
And then I put it in the sewing machine and I do whatever that stitch is. It overstitches it. Yeah, I do. Sorry.
Oh, that's funny.
Yep. And then it goes in the Q snaps. This one, anyway, went in the Q snaps with felt on all sides.
Yeah.
And yeah, I do. I do. And I can't stand having any wrinkles. So, like, you know, it's creased from folding up, from shipping right. and storage and stuff. No, that's all. I gotta have absolutely pristine surface when I mount that thing on the Q snaps or on the bar. Yep. No.
Yeah, I do that. Now I do iron mine, but mine's not perfectly square. So that's interesting. I might have to try perfectly square linen next time just to see what that's like.
Well, see, and what bogged me down when I started to do it was I have a full yard of this linen.
Uh-huh.
And so I just needed 18 by 18 inch piece.
Right.
And so I have my cutting board and my rotary cutter. Mm-hmm. And in my mind, I'm all right. I got to line this up. I got to get it exactly square and put the ruler down and cut straight, you know, all the way around. Mm-hmm. And it was going to be a nightmare because I got this big yard full of cloth, you know, that unwieldy mess.
Right.
And so then I just set it aside and I was watching football it was a Sunday. I was watching football. And then later on in the evening, it's like, you idiot, just take the scissors and cut out a roughly 18 by 18 inch piece. You know,
yeah.
What are you doing? You know, and then square it up and finish it off and go. And so then I finally did. And, mm-hmm. and, but hey, I get bogged down in that. It's got to be exactly this from the get go. And it's a real problem for me. And,
well, we all have problems. Square linen is not one of mine. Oh, shoot.
Yeah, no, I gotta have that. It's just weird. I don't know. I'll be okay someday with some therapy.
Yeah. Well, but, you know, therapy's good, too. I can use some therapy, too, some days, I think.
Yeah. I don't know. So I was wondering, stitching rotation. Now, I have several. I have way too many projects that I've started. But I have three of them that are active. This now, mm-hmm. now this stitch along, then my mm-hmm. Sarah Brazier sampler, and mm-hmm. the and my Debbie Rowley needlepoint that I'm halfway done with. So
right.
So and I've just it's just been kind of random. Like days when I really want to pay attention, I'll break out the Debbie Rowley and start making Jessica stitches. And mm-hmm. and days when I just want to make X's. You know, one of the other two will come out. Well, I haven't actually stitched on the stitch along thing or this, you know, the linen and thread thing. I haven't actually put a stitch in because I just got it all set up. It takes right. me forever. So,
yeah.
So, but it's just random for me. Do you have multiple projects going or are you one project at a time person?
Well,
now be honest.
You
be
should
honest.
Say that. Well, if you could, like I said, I'm down here in the cave talking to you today and, you would think that I have like probably about 50 projects going, but I don't. I typically, this is how I do it. I don't really know how I do it, Gary. It's just kind of like by the seat of my pants. Sometimes I like to have a small going, you know, I like to cross stitch ornaments for my tree. That's one of my big things.
Yeah.
So I try to always have an ornament going at all times. And so that'll be a small one. And then I have, I try to do an old, like a whip that I have that was old that I'm just going to put like a length of thread in this every day. And then that makes me feel better about me and my life choices. And then I have one that I really like, I have a specific purpose for. So right now, I rotate, but there's not like, you know, some people use that. I don't know if you've heard about this, where they do the tiny decisions app on your phone.
Yes.
And you
yes.
I tried to do that and then it would make the tiny decision, and I wasn't happy with that decision, so I scrapped that.
Exactly. I don't like that choice. Yeah.
I don't want that choice. And then I do it again, and I do it again until it finally would land on what I'd wanted to do. And then I thought, this is stupid. Why am I doing this? So I quit doing that. And so now I kind of just do what really calls to me. You know, like when we talked the last time I was on, and I said how I have all my projects that I'm currently working on set up in my room. And I do have that. I have one on my floor stand, one on my lap stand, and then I have a different lap stand, and I have one on that. And so what I did at the beginning of the year is I always have to have a new year start. And so I had a new year, new start. And so I have that on my floor stand. And then I organized my cave like the week in between Christmas and New Year's. I went through everything and cleaned it and organized it again. And I made myself look through all of my baskets of languishing projects. And some of them have been started, but some of them are just kitted up, right? Yeah, so it makes you realize that. It made me realize others are probably not as bad as I am. I'm bad about it. I'm like a hoarder. I see something. I'm like, you know, a piece of cake. I want that cake. I'm going to get that cake. And then when the cake gets here, I think, I'm going to go with this other piece of cake. You know, and I have all these things. So I made myself pull out one of my it's actually the longest work in progress ever. I started it when I was pregnant with Katie. So she's 21. The project is 21 years old. And I have that setting out, loaded up, setting out, staring me in the face. And then I have an ornament going. So that's how I just set and I kind of rotate through the different ones. You know, if like last night I sat down and I thought, oh, what do I want to stitch? And I thought, I'm going to stitch on my new project because there, I did your thread thing where the thread is loaded and
there
you take one stitch.
There you go.
I did that and it was, and that was the only one that I had done it on. And I thought, oh, I don't have to think about it. I'm going to pick it up and I'm going to stitch that sun. And so that's what I did. I stitched the sun last night.
Excellent.
And, and yeah. And I thought, boy, this Gary Parr trick really does work. So I did that. I went through on my other two projects and loaded up what I was going to do the next thread on the next one. So tonight, I don't know. It's like, you know, what am I going to do tonight?
Oh,
I don't know.
Now you've created a problem. Oops.
But that's how I do it. I like to have one that's probably like one that's new, a larger, you know, medium. I don't do like large ones all the time. But I do large, you know, medium-sized ones that will take me a while to get done. And then I have one that is like, I thought it's close to going in the trash bin. And I think, no, I need to pull that out. And I have – so that's what my new plan is for 2019. I've got a new one going. I'm going to always be working on a languishing project. And then I have my ornaments because I didn't get to stitch as many ornaments last year as what I wanted to. And that makes me sad because that's one of the big things that I enjoy every year is at Christmas time, putting all the ornaments that I stitched through the year on the tree. And I didn't have that many this year and it made me sad. So yeah. I'm going to try to rectify that this year.
So generally three projects that are randomly stitched.
Yes. Yeah. Small, medium, and large, let's say. Or small, medium, and old. That's what it is. There. Small, medium, and old.
So there's a semi-plan here. Because some people have this very rigid thing where I stitch on this week, and next week I go to this, and I keep them going. And I don't think I could do that.
I don't. And they have like these, you know, there's some people that have very elaborate like project planners. Like I'm going to stitch on Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday, or like Santa Sundays or whatever that, all witchy Wednesdays, all that. I don't have time in my life for that personally. That's not a criticism. That's just me personally. I want to be stitching for fun, you know, not like it's my job. Yeah. Or, you know what I mean?
Right.
And so I will say I do stitch things. I've noticed that, you know, so for instance, we've fixed up our kitchen and we've kind of redone it. And I've kind of changed the theme in there. So now I'm stitching for my theme.
Oh, okay.
kitchen, because there's not as many cross stitch in my kitchen as I would like. So I kind of do that too.
Yeah.
It's becoming, the older I get, it's becoming less of a, oh, I see that and I have to have it, more as I'm being more contemplative, I feel like, in what I stitch, because I'm thinking, when I'm gone, what's going to be left here?
Yeah, the kids are going to have to clean out this cave. Oh, man.
And they're going to say, what in the world was she thinking stitching this bunny rabbit? Or you know what I mean?
Yep.
Or, you know, so I try to think, I have noticed myself becoming more selective, not because I don't like cutesy things, because I do like some cutesy things, but I feel like I'm trying to be more selective in what I stitch, because there's just so much room in a home for stuff. You know what
right,
I mean? And
right.
I already have stitched so much stuff that I didn't even get out like two large, you know, cross stitch groupings that I stitched for Christmas. I didn't even get out this year because I thought, where am I going to put those? You know, because I just running out of space.
Right.
So that's kind of nice. Then that you, every Christmas it can be different because you didn't have like what one of the one that I didn't put out this year was Country Cottage Needleworks Gingerbread Village. I was the model stitcher and finisher for that series. And part of my payment was to get that back after the cover models were photographed.
Yeah.
So I have that entire series and they're all flat folds. And last year I had them all across my mantle and they were cute as could be up there. But this year I just wanted something a little not like that. You know what I mean? Actually, my husband's the one that brings up the Christmas stuff and he forgot to bring them up. And after everything was decorated in the house, I was like, oh no, where's my gingerbread houses? And he's like, oh, I don't know. I must have been in the wrong box. And we went downstairs and there they were. They were safe. We hadn't lost them, but I didn't have any place for them. And I thought, you know, that's okay because next year I'll bring them out and it'll be like, oh yeah, it'll be, you know what I mean? Like special again.
Yeah, but that's,
I don't know.
That's a real plus though, I think, that every year can be different because you have a,
yeah.
So
I have a lot of stuff for Christmas. I don't have as much stuff I've noticed for winter. So that might have to be a focus stitching area here soon too, because I don't have as much winter stuff as I have. I have a lot of fall stuff because fall is one of my favorite seasons. Fall is a holiday. So one of my favorite seasons is fall. And Christmas, I got a lot of Christmas, but I don't have much winter and I really don't have much spring either. So I don't know. I'll have to pay more attention to that, I guess. But
yeah, I'll give you some goals. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I decided I was going to use the Debbie Rowley goal for the year and stitch every day. You know, at least one thing every day. I've already failed. So just never mind. It's just. Just never mind. Just forget it.
I have a friend that does, she does something crafty every day.
Uh-huh.
You know, it can be stitching, it can be wool applique, it can be quilting, whatever. And I thought that, and she'll take a picture of it and every day share it to her, I think either her Facebook, maybe Instagram or Facebook. And I thought that was kind of cool. And then I thought, but that, I kind of do that anyways, you know what I mean, with my
right.
business. So
yeah that's unavoidable for you. I've already failed, so
I'm sorry about that.
whatever just whatever. Well, and it's, you know, it comes back to that. I just refuse to be under pressure to stitch something
right. I think that's honestly what it is, or for me it is, I know, at least, because when you say stitch along, I'm like, you know, people can get me fired up about it. I can whip myself into a lather over anything. And then if I speak to, or if I listen to people getting really worked up, like that Sarah Brazier sampler, you all were, you know, you'd really hyped that up last year, and I was like, "Oh yeah, I'm gonna do that. I'm doing
it." I remember.
You know, yes. I mean, I was like nutso about it. I haven't even put one stitch in it, and you know, I know why, because it's the word stitch along. I get all excited about stitch along. Oh yeah, I'm gonna stitch along. I'm gonna do it. Yeah. And then it's just like a death knell for me in my any kind of project. You know, it can't even be said, oh, it was because of the size of Sarah Brazier. It's not that. It can be an ornament, and I would, like, not do well if it was called a stitch.
Right.
I don't know what it is. Another thing that's the death knell for me on a project is putting in the date. You know, like if there's a place where you can put in the year, in, you know, while you're stitching. I'll just put it in there big as you please. Like, yeah, I'm getting it done this year.
That just sealed the doom. That's it.
Yeah. No. And then as I'm stitching it, I'm saying to myself, I shouldn't be putting in this tape.
No.
Because this is going to just shoot me in the foot. And I'll go, oh, no. I'll think in my head, because I have a lot of conversations in my head all the time. And I'll think, oh, yeah, I'm going to get done. It's okay. I'm going to stitch it in there. No, it never works.
No.
It never works for me. It is always, then I will never complete it, or I'll on purpose not stitch on it in that year and wait until the next year. I have to pick it out and do it over. I don't know. That is just crazy. I don't know why I do that, but I do. That is honestly, I just cannot write. I can't do it. I just can't put a date on anything until that's the last thing.
Yeah, it's got to be the last thing, because you sealed the deal right there. Yep, it will not make it. Yep,
it's just crazy.
I know. Yeah. Well, I know I won't keep up with the stitch along. I know I won't, because it's already what. 8th or 9th or whatever of January, and I've yet to put stitch one in. And, you know, and then it amazes me, because they announced that thing on the 1st, and I don't even think it was 2 days, and somebody posted that they had January done.
Oh?
It's like, really? Holy smokes. It took me 2 days just to get the stupid linen ready, you know?
Really?
2 days and an iron. So
I'm not really – she had that – Linen and Thread, Sal, they had one of those last year, too.
Right.
Is that right?
Yeah. That was a big one, though. See, it was a great big long band, like a band sampler thing. It was beautiful, beautiful thing.
Yes.
But this time it's 18 by 18 inches. So that's why I jumped on it. I thought, and I really liked the peacock. You start in the center with a peacock, and I really liked it. And I had the threads that, you know, all grays and shades of gray. And so I thought, oh, this will be great. Plus, it's only 18 by 18. I can handle that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay, we'll see. We'll see. It's the middle of January. I haven't put a stitch in yet. We'll see. I think we know. Because, I've tried several stitch-alongs. I never keep up with any of them, ever.
I just can't. I don't know what shoots me. I don't know what. There's something mental about it for me, because – and I don't know what it is, but I agree with you. I shoot myself in the foot every time, too. I get all hyped up about it and excited, and then it's just like, meh, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know. I agree with you. I'm the same on that.
And, you know, and I don't know. Yeah, I always just enjoy exploring the mental aspect of this, because here I just set up that thing, and I'm ready to put the first stitch in, maybe even tonight. Mm-hmm. And you know what? I really kind of feel like taking out Sarah Brazier and working on that some more. And it's like, you idiot, you just set one up, you know? And so I don't know. It's fun, but who cares? You know, at some point, who cares? I mean, who cares if any of them get done, as long as they're fun?
That's right.
You know,
because you can't say it's free. You know, because it's not free.
No.
But it's like, I don't know. There's something it's just like a relationship. You know, early days in a relationship, the chase. It's so exciting, the chase. And then once you get in the relationship, it's like, you're not so great anyways.
So that's what happened to me. Okay.
Yeah, that's what Keith thought about me. No, I But I mean, you know how it is. You know, you have to chase them. You have to look so good and get every, you know. And that's kind of the way, you know, you squared your linen. You got it looking great. You gave it a bath. You ironed it all night. And
it's perfect, Vonna. It's perfect.
It's perfect. And now it's just like, who cares?
And there it sits. Yep.
Oh, yep. Shit.
There it sits. Oh, well. Yeah, and then Debbie at Stitchville, I had ordered some stretcher bar or some Evertights. I don't know what the deal is with Evertight. She's been waiting since October for an order.
Oh,
so I don't know what that deal is. But I don't think she's real happy about it either.
Right.
But then I have two more charts I ordered from her. And what's wrong with me? You know, I've got a stack of stuff. But you know, I want those two charts. You know, there's a Curdy Biggs Threadles needlepoint. I gotta have.
Mm-hmm.
And Erica Michaels, Prince of Peace. I gotta have that.
Yep. So, I don't know. It's the same for me. I mean, if you would see all the drawers and stuff I have here, you'd think, goodness gracious. And that's what. Well, and then you think about. I always tell my kids. This is horrible. I'm kind of morbid today. But every time I tell my kids and my husband, if I die, don't take this stuff to Goodwill. Make sure I go, even if you don't sell it, just give it to somebody that will love it like me, like that. And they're just like, okay, we won't. We know we're not going to take any of this to Goodwill. And it's like, okay, good. Now you remember that. Make a pinky promise.
And they turn around and roll their eyes over twice. Yeah.
Yeah, probably. I go, there's good stuff here. There's really good stuff.
Yep.
But yeah, I understand. I understand that. It's all the allure. It's the chase of the perfect pattern.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm still buying them. I don't care.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Why not?
I don't care.
I don't either.
I just don't. So you start one every year. So New Year's, you start one, huh?
Yeah. Interesting. On December 31st, I start one every year.
How many of them are finished?
I think most of them are. Yeah. I think most of them are. I was looking at, you know, like I said, I was looking through my things that I did that I have languishing, and you know, most of mine that are languishing are like almost done. And it's like, why did I stop on that? And it's usually something happened in my life or I got busy or something like that. But I believe that usually on my ones that I start on New Year's, and that's really the only time that I do like a dedicated New Year, New Start thing. And I've done it for years. Usually it's something that I've really worked myself into a lather about. I really want it for some reason. And so it always gets done. The one that I started this December 31st was Red Rooster Inn by Little House Needleworks. And the reason I chose that one is because of my kitchen remodel, and it's a barn.
Oh, okay.
And Red Rooster, you know, I have roosters in there. And so I thought, oh, isn't that cute, Red Rooster Inn? And so that's why I'm doing that one. And her whole series of inns have always, she's got like many inns. And I did Blackbird Inn last spring. And I love that thing. And it's so cute. And she has like Red Fox Inn, and there's just many others. And they're all kind of darling, you know, darling designs. And yeah. I think they'd be cute all done, you know, have an inn wall or an inn corner.
Right.
And so I did Blackbird. Now I'm doing Red Rooster. And I think the next one, if I would choose the next one, I would do she has, I think it's Red Fox Mill or Red Fox Inn, or it's a little water mill, water wheel, and a Red Fox and a guy. I don't know. It's cute. Anyways, so that's what I did. That was my New Year's start. And I don't have very much done on it, but you know, it's not too late in the year yet. It's only January 8th. So
you have time.
I still got time. Yeah.
Yeah. You can set it aside till August or September and you'll be fine.
Yeah.
Put the date on it.
And then just get, well,
yeah.
You should mention
put
that.
The date
I did
on
that
it today.
One.
Yeah.
I did it last night.
Oh no, you
and
didn't.
I thought, Oh no, I put 2019. It was supposed to be like 1890 or something like that. And I thought, I'm not going to put 1890. I'm going to put this year's date on it. So I charted 2019 on the chart, you know, how I wanted to put it in there. And I put it last night, and the whole time I was fidgeting and I was thinking, why are you doing this, you silly goose? Because now
Yep.
that you won't finish this. But I'm
Got it.
going to, because it's loaded up on my floor stand and I've got the next thread started.
All right,
So
I'm checking in October. I'm checking in October. We'll see. We'll see. Okay. Yeah, you talk a good game, but we're checking in.
I do talk a good game.
Yep. Yeah. All right. I'm putting that down right now. I'm checking in October. See how we're doing on that. You're doomed. You're doomed. Yep.
Oh, shoot.
Yep. So here, okay, what we should do, speaking of New Year starts, now see, I don't never do that. So we should have people post up on your Instagram page and use hashtag fiber talk, whatever it is that you started, if you'd started New Year's thing. Let's see what we get.
Yes, I want to see that. And then you remember to follow hashtag Fiber Talk so that people can see it.
Yeah.
You know, so you can see what everybody, I love that kind of stuff. Like looking at what people started, because everybody has, you know, different starts. And there's a whole, I mean, lots of people have new starts. So yeah, do that.
Yeah.
Hashtag Fiber Talk.
Okay. Let's see what happens. That'd be fun.
Yeah.
That'd be
Yeah, it
fun.
will be fun.
Yep. Have you ever done a heaven and earth design project?
Yes.
Have you?
Yeah.
Oh, my respect for you just went through the roof.
I didn't finish it, Gary. You didn't
Oh,
say that.
I should have asked that question. I should have asked that. No, I should
Now,
let me
what is this
rephrase that
to the
question.
floor?
Have you ever finished a heaven and earth design project?
No, I
Okay.
haven't. I did start one, though. And I had a pretty good chunk of it done. And, you know, you stitch and you stitch and you stitch and you stitch for hours. And I just couldn't, I just kind of fell out of love with it. I respect people that do them, though, because that is a huge commitment. And they are beautiful once they're done. But I did not get finished. Would you like to know which one I started?
Sure.
It was Jane. I really like Jane Wooster Scott. And she's, you know, like a folk artist. Her style is similar and looks to Charles Wysocki.
Okay.
And I did her, and it was an autumn one, and I don't know what the shades of autumn or something like that. That's what I started. And I stitched for what seemed to me like months. And you couldn't even see what it was because I'd started in the top left-hand corner,
Uh-oh.
and I know
Is
who
my
turned that
finishing
off.
done? Is my piece finished?
Where is my
I
audio?
sent it to you 2 days ago.
But anyways, I started and stitched and stitched and stitched and stitched, and you couldn't even. It was in the clouds, and you couldn't even see anything, and I just couldn't move it on. So I asked the person, would you be interested in this? And she said yes. And I sent it to her. And I don't know if she's done any more with it. But yeah, I did. That was like in let's see, 2010, I think I started it. And I probably sent it to her in 2011.
No.
So have
Those
you ever stitched
no,
anything?
no, because I know I'll never finish it.
Yeah.
It just every time I see one, and I stop, they catch my eye every time. I
Yeah.
finished another page. I'm just constantly impressed with people who do those, and particularly if they finish them. And then those people who park threads have like
Oh, yeah.
15 or 20 threads and they're parking them. Man, I just think that's such impressive stitching. And
Yep.
I realize you're just making X's all the way along, but there's so much confetti in those things
Oh,
and
yeah.
so many subtle little difference color differences, and they just impress me every time. But yeah, there's no way I'd ever start one, 'cause there's no way I'd ever finish it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought, you know, I kind of drank the Kool-Aid on that and thought, yeah, I could do that. Well, because of just what you said, all it is X's.
Right.
And, you know, I thought, yeah, I'm going to do it. And I should have known that, you know, are you kidding? But I soon got I it's just te it's very tedious. I respect people that do it though, because that is what a feat. That
Oh
is because
yeah.
those things are like almost like a bed sheet, some of them, by the time you get done.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
Oh yeah, I think beautiful. That's just a whole other level, whole other world to me.
Yeah.
The way they do that, yeah. And man, when they park them, boy, I've seen people just like, how do you even know where you're at? And page after page, and I finished a page, and it's like it's like a 4x4 inch of black, you know?
Right. Just,
yeah. No, that's one I'll never touch. No, that's. but you know, and they are. They're beautiful, and the shading, and it's just amazing to me. Are they usually done with DMC? Is that usually what the deal is?
Yeah, they're usually always only DMC. Yes.
Suppose you'd cost you a fortune to do it in anything else.
Yeah, could you imagine? Yeah, that would be well. Plus, I don't know. They're using the DMC to get those cell changes in color and stuff. So I imagine, you know. And can you imagine being the charter of the, you know, the people that actually chart those designs?
How do you, you got to run out of symbols at some point.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And so, yeah, it's amazing. They're very amazing to me. And I think they're beautiful. And even the ones that the designs that don't like completely appeal to my aesthetic, you know, like the Halloween-y ones or, you know, bats and vampire ones and fairies or whatever, you know, those don't appeal to my aesthetics. But even when those things are done, they're gorgeous. I mean, they're, you know, all the work that they put in it, and it's only like two colors, white and black, you know, but 50 shades of each, you know, and it's just amazing. So,
absolute tip of the cap to people who do those. That's a different world there. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, not going to be my cup of tea. Mm-mm, no.
No, me either.
So was wondering, this is, you know, and this is, I don't know if I'm going to present this right or not. I always am curious about, you know, people talk about beginner pieces.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all right, I'm going to do cross stitch. I need a beginner piece. Or I'm going to do needlepoint. I need a beginner piece.
Mm-hmm.
And I always think, okay, but why? What?
Yeah.
Why a beginner piece? If the instructions are good and there's plenty of places to find out how to do the stitches, and with cross stitch, it's just X's.
Right.
So does it really matter? Is there, and I appreciate that there are like some needlepoint pieces that clearly you probably ought to have done something before that.
Right.
But even that, I sometimes think, nah, if you just take your time and you're careful, you know, you can do it.
Mm-hmm.
So, does it really matter?
To me, I don't think it does. I mean, I didn't start on a beginner piece, and I didn't even have anybody tell me how to do it. I just read the instructions, and probably it was a little bit more difficult than what, you know, a beginner piece would be. I don't even know what a beginner piece is.
Well, yeah. But,
you know, I think that you need to look at it and think, you know, can you cross stitch? I think anybody can do cross stitch. And needlepoint, now I don't know that anybody can do needlepoint, but they usually have the stitch diagrams so well illustrated that you can, if you can poke your needle through a hole, you can do it. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So I don't think that you have to have a beginner piece. And it is my belief, my own personal opinion, that we spend too much time labeling and grouping things and people. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like group it, you know, you're a beginner, so you can only do this. Or that designer, she doesn't do the most intricate design, so she's, you know, not as, you know, not in this category. She's in this category. I just think that's crazy. Do what you love. That's what I do. March to the beat of your own drum.
Yeah.
And be, you know, I think that that's a lot of times we put too much emphasis on categories, and we don't, and that just, instead of encouraging people, we don't encourage people. That just like turns them off. You know what I mean? Like, well, I'm not going to do that because I don't have a grandma or a mom or an aunt or whatever that can teach me. So I'm not going to do it because I don't know what a beginner piece is. And so whatever, I'm just sunk before I start. And I think that's the wrong idea personally. I think we should encourage everybody.
No, and I, if you like the piece, dive in, because exactly, the instructions anymore are good enough. Excellent in 99% of the cases, and you know, most stitches you can find a video online to see how to do them.
Exactly, that was what I was going to say. And if you don't, if the instructions aren't any good, Google it. You'll find something from somewhere.
And
so
it's like like needlepoint stitches, like a Jessica or Walnetto. They look incredibly intimidating. Jessicas are really quite easy. Walnettos challenge me every time till I've done a couple, but you don't do them very often. And so, but even that, once you do one, it's, just do it again, do the same thing again.
Right.
And so it's not like it's a, to me, it's get out a doodle cloth and monkey around till you get it, which shouldn't take more than a couple times, I wouldn't think, with good instructions, and then have at it, and then do a piece that gets you excited. You know, not some little bunny on an egg, you know, because that's a beginner and I got to do this before I can do this. No, do what you want.
Right. Because that'll turn you off if you're doing it. If you're 40 years old doing a bunny on an egg, you know, that a 5-year-old can do, that's not going to incite, that's not going to excite you about the craft. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I agree with you. I just think do it. Just step out of your comfort level and do it. Because let's face it, did the pioneers that were going across the plains of America think, you know, can I do this? How am I going to afford this stream? How am I going to go up this hill?
I need a beginner stream.
That's right. I need beginner horses to get through this. You know, you just did. You just did it. And that's what you have to be, your own pioneer and forge your own byways and highways of your life. And that's what, how I've always kind of looked at it. That's why, you know, I've done everything. All of my crafty stuff that I do, I've taught myself. Nobody's taught me. And it's just that I've had a desire and I've read everything that I can read about the subject and looked up everything that I could look up. I talked to people that did it, you know, and things like that. And I think that's what we should encourage to do. And when people ask you a question, that's why I try to, like when people ask me a question, I try to always answer them quickly, respond quickly. Is if somebody's taking the time to ask me a question, and what do I know? You know what I mean? Really, honestly, what do I know? And they're going to ask me, I'm going to, by golly, find an answer, or at least try to guide them to find an answer to their question, you know, because that's important in my mind.
Right.
So.
Yeah, and there's just so many resources these days. And I have that same approach. Say if all I've ever done is needlepoint and cross stitch and I want to try hardanger and I see a design I like, go for it. Just go for it, you know, because cutting out the thread on something that's fairly complicated versus a simple thing, it's the same process. So you might as well do something that's going to be exciting. I don't know. I just always, that beginner, I need a beginner project. No, you don't.
No, you don't.
Dig in.
Right. And the linen and Aida thing versus Aida thing.
You know,
people need to get over that too. I mean, Aida is beautiful. The hand-dyed Aidas nowadays are beautiful. And I get things finished, even on the old-time Aida, but, you know, to finish on, and that's, you know, do whatever makes you happy. If you can't see linen, then, and you can see Aida or hardanger, well, then do that, because it'll be just as beautiful. And standing 10 or 15 feet away from it, you won't know. You know, nobody will know what it is. You're only going to get on, and it doesn't matter, even if it is Aida, but that is really a big, huge, like, issue. And people will actually, that want me to finish for them, will actually write me and say, but I said, on Aida, will you do it? Do you finish things on Aida?
Oh my, really?
Yes. And I mean a lot.
Who cares?
Yeah. Who does care? But yes, I get that question a lot. Wow. And it makes me sad for them, because they're doing it because they're ashamed, you know, they're ashamed that they're stitching on Ada.
That's what's so ridiculous. Why be ashamed because you stitched on Ada? And that's just it. From 10 feet away, who even can tell? I mean, just who cares?
Nobody can.
Oh,
nobody
man.
Can tell.
It should never be, ever be.
No.
Wow.
No, it's. Yeah, that's and so that kind of goes in with the whole beginner thing, because people always say start out on Ada, you know, which there's no shame in starting on Ada. I started on Ada. I still stitch on Ada. But, you know, I think that you can't, if you want to start on even weaver linen, well, who cares? Start on it. You don't have to start on Ada.
Well, it's still a grid. I mean, it's a grid no matter how you go about it. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, you just put X's on a piece of fabric. That's it. So, who cares? There's no rules.
Right.
There's no rules in cross stitching or needlework.
Just have fun.
Yeah.
All right. Gonna have to end it here.
Okay.
All right. Sundry, Margaret Bendig, who is a needlepoint designer. Ooh, some very nice stuff. So, Margaret will be joining us Sunday. And let's see what, that's right. Yes. I knew there was one thing. So everybody's going to put their on Instagram, going to put their New Year's start.
Yep.
And
hashtag fiber talk.
Yep. And so then we're going to see what they are.
New Year's start. I'm going to do that as soon as I hang up with you.
All right. So that's it. So Margaret Bendig, Sunday, hashtag fiber talk, your New Year's start.
Yep.
I won't have one because I didn't do one.
Scary. Next year, 2020, baby, you're going to have
okay.
one.
I got a whole year to plan. All right.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to do.
Start plotting now.
Okay. All right, Vonna, thanks.
Well, thank you, Gary.
Thanks to everybody for listening, and Margaret Bendig on Sunday.